This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Each and every day at this time, we give you a double play. It is brought to you by our friends over at your local Washington area Honda dealer. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. So I saw this on Barstool Sports' Twitter account, I think it was, Danny. But I thought I could bring this to the air and we could play Who's the Jerk.
Okay.
They called it Who's the Letter.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it that. I want to call it Who's the Jerk.
Mm-hmm.
So a bride got triggered by a baby crying during a no kids wedding.
Mm-hmm.
This one's fun, right? So the gist of this is, okay, that the bride, I guess, made it very clear in advance, we don't want children at our wedding. But somebody came to the wedding and brought a baby. And they did that because they had to, right? I'm going to read this. This is off TikTok. When a guest refuses to take their screaming child out of your wedding ceremony because they drove 10 hours to see it, in quotes. And then they showed the bride kind of reacting as if she's annoyed and bothered and looking over like, really? Are you doing this right now? But it's a loud baby crying during a ceremony. And then the bride shoots this terrible look and the whole thing gets thrown off because I guess she like stops the ceremony and gets upset at the family. So I ask you, Danny, they're both jerks, but who's the bigger jerk? Is it the people that had the child crying at the wedding or the bride who reacted unfavorably?
People with the child. And it's 100 to 0. It's very specific. We said for our wedding, please no children. We love your children. We're very grateful that you've got them. We're excited to be part of their lives, but this is our special thing. We get to do this once. If you can't make it, can't find childcare, I'm sympathetic to that. Then don't come. The crying baby, the loud child that disrupts the thing with a video and all this other kind of stuff. Now, some people don't care. Some people don't mind it at all. And that's your proclivity. It wasn't like they got there and they said, oh, by the way, you can't have your kids. They were very clear. The clarity is the thing. You opt in and you made it, but they didn't. They opted in and said, yeah, but we're special. We're different.
They get there because it's a 10-hour drive. They don't have time to run to the hotel first to drop off the baby with the babysitter. So the baby's got to come in with them to see the ceremony.
Bummer. Pace outside. I mean, no. You ruined the thing. We didn't want it. Like, for example, if we told the DJ, and the DJ screwed us with the one dumb song that you guys remember. But
Train.
Yeah. Hey. Nope. Don't play that. Like, you ruined my night, and that's the only thing I think about however many years later, having been married to my incredible wife, we're approaching year 15, I guess.
Hey.
That song is all I think about.
Hey.
That's the memory. So he ruined it. The person that shows up with an uninvited guest, you're ruining it. The whatever thing you said, please don't do this. We don't want the chicken dance. We don't want to do two step this time, three step this time, to the left. We don't want that. And you play that, you ruined it. Do the thing that the wedding people
guy
in the center asked for it.
I could just see you doing the cha-cha slide at your wedding.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We said we don't want to do that.
Let me hear your cha-cha slide.
Cha-cha this time. Cha-cha to the right. Too hot this time.
I want you guys to renew your vows so badly just so I could be at this ceremony to see how many rules you have.
Like, the DJ's been paid, but then you walk over to the DJ also and, like, pay him, like, extra money. Like, play this.
$200 for train.
Such a troll job. But, so that's my point, is it's about the couple. We're celebrating the love of the couple. We've opted in. We know these people. We care about them. There is no exception to this. It's their thing. It's the couple's thing. You are there for them.
So I do categorically agree with you that whatever you do that day, you should ask yourself, does this enhance their day or not?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to make their day better or worse by doing whatever it is? Sending that text message, asking that question, showing up 2 minutes early, 2 minutes late. I agree with you. It's all about them. It's their day. 100% I agree with you. Here is where we're going to part company, I believe, on this.
Mm-hmm.
While the...
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Worst jerk, so to speak, are the people that brought the kid that's making noise. Because you can also then just take the kid out while it's making the noise.
Uh-huh.
And make sure, like, let's say there wasn't a no-kid policy. There should never be a situation where for a minute plus, there's just a crying, wailing child during a wedding ceremony. That should never happen. The second that a peep is made, the second that...
You scoop and score.
First,
you scoop and score.
Take
it to the house.
I do this at church all the time.
Of course you do.
And my wife gets so upset. She's like, you know, let them sit here. I'm like,
no.
I'm not inconveniencing everybody else because we chose to bring these children who would be terrible at a movie,
you know what,
to this place that is ultra...
This is for me to you.
You know, and it's boring for a grown-up.
That's right.
What the heck do you think it's like for a two-year-old?
There you go.
Of course they're going to be upset being here. So the moment that it starts to inconvenience and annoy everyone around us, we're scooping, we're scoring.
I love
it. We're out the 88 and out the gate.
I love it.
So yes, they're the bad guy. However, you said 100-0 and you're wrong about that.
Mm.
The bride needs to have a little bit of decorum here. I need the bride to say, am I really going to make a scene? The people that are here are either important to me or they're important to my now husband. And if they're important to my now husband, that means they're also important to me because we're in this thing together. We're a team. So I need you to grin and bear it, lady. Sorry about your luck.
Oh, man.
Sorry about your luck. But if there's a crying baby in your ceremony, it's part of your ceremony now.
You know what? Actually,
suck it up a little bit and just be a pro. I need you to be a pro and get through it.
You do make a good point. 100 to nothing's probably not the right number. It should be like 500 to nothing. This is so obvious. This is not a casual time. This isn't like a Wednesday. We're going to a coffee shop. She's been planning this thing for a year, and everything is stress. Everything is hard. Everything's a challenge. Probably hasn't eaten a whole food in 5 weeks to fit into the Vera Wang. Like, bro, you need to have grace, but for the bride. That's the person that deserves it.
But if
she's throwing a tantrum because someone's violating one of the ordinances, one of the rules, then yeah.
But figure this one out with me. Tell me this.
Yep.
So, again, I'm agreeing with Danny Ruye. You're right. The baby people are the problem, okay? But now we've gotten to the point where they are a problem. The baby is crying. They're not acting quickly enough. We're here now. Can we acknowledge that she can't handle it the way that she did if she actually, like, stopped the ceremony and made a scene about it to get the baby out of there? You don't get to do that. You just have to say, these people sucked today. Hopefully they're not that important to me. Maybe they are.
Maybe we'll just have a better wedding tomorrow.
No, definitely not. You get through it. The baby's going to cry. The priest or nowadays, you know, whoever it is, your friend.
Whoever's up there. I did it for a buddy.
English class, you know, is standing there because it's such a big event that you have some, you know, goofball who got a $24 thing online do the ceremony for you. But whatever it is, Danny, you just get through it and then you regroup on the back end and you tell your husband quietly in private, can you believe Danny's baby sat there and cried the entire time? But you can't stop the thing and you can't make a scene.
You can, and you should.
Have a little dignity.
The dignity needs to, again,
we've covered that part.
But the cause is clear.
But we just go,
well, that guy that committed a robbery, but who am I to stop him?
No, we've covered that. When you walk into the bank, Danny, and rob the bank, you're the bad guy.
Yeah, the offense has happened.
But my point is, What shouldn't then happen when the guy goes in to rob the bank and he is the bad guy is, you know, you shouldn't then, as a result, like, turn around because he's robbing the bank and rob someone of their shoes that's walking out the door while you're just standing in there.
See, to me,
you're both wrong.
You forfeit your right to dignity and decorum when you cross the line so egregiously. And that's my point. You rob the bank, you end up with a wood shampoo. Sorry, don't rob banks. It's so easy not to rob banks. I'm amazing at it. Follow me around. It's easy not to bring the baby to the wedding. And it's easy to scoop and score. It's easy to do something about it. Selfishly sitting there, stewing in your own violation, just ruining the day for somebody who's thought about this since they were kids. Yeah, she overreacted probably. You know who underreacted? Baby people. Where are my ushers? Where are my people?
You are the most don't bring your kids to the wedding guy ever.
100%. Don't bring them on a plane either. First airline offering kid-free flights gets my business. Done and done.
I bet you didn't have dogs at your ceremony either.
Of course not.
Dog guy.
Of course not. Again, congrats on your dog.
Well, he really shouldn't have dogs at a ceremony.
I'll tell you, my sister had her dog, and you know what my job was to walk the dog down the aisle.
Well,
true story.
The fact that you had to walk a dog down an aisle at any point makes me very happy.
Yeah. Well, it made her happy, too. That's what she wanted. Happy to do it. You know, even though I thought it was absurd, it's her wedding. So I just thought you shut up and you do what the bride wants.
How Rick were you? To walk that dog down the aisle.
It wasn't Rick at all. It was my sister's wedding. I'll do whatever she wants.
I mean, you were a little bit annoyed.
Again, I thought it was absurd. But again.
What kind of dog?
Brown chocolate lab.
Okay.
Beautiful dog. Very, very sweet. I thought it was absurd. Not my call. That's what the bride wanted. She's my sister. It's her huge day. Where do you want me to walk him? Do you want me to pick up the droppings when he's done too? Whatever you want me to do. I had to scurry back inside and pick up some of the speeches from where the bridesmaids were getting ready. I'm just Johnny on the spot. You know why? Not my day. Not my day. It's for someone else. Stop being selfish. 100% of the blame is on the violator.
I'm going to say 90% on the violator, 10% on the reaction of the bride.
Ooh.
I'm going to give her 10%.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.